I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
My wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm.
My wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm.
My wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely
mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
This is my pan. This is my panis.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
My wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
This is my panis.
My wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm.
This is my panis.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Is it the right world? Is it the wrong world? Is it the one world? Is it the dumb world? Is it the fun world? Is it the sun world? Can you become girl? You're in the fun world. Right world, on world, on world, on world. Right world, on world, on world, on world. Right world, on world, on world, on world. Can you become girl?
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
This is my panis.
I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection.
get this to work. Oh, fuck me. Now she's gonna call my phone, and as usual, I give it to her landlord. It's gonna go to the phone, cause she's Jewish, and she can't fucking wait for me to call her. God damn it, these motherfucking stupid fucking people. Where is this retarded MC? Retarded thing. Come on, you dumb bitch. I'm logged onto the wrong account. Jesus fucking hole. Hold on. Jesus fucking hole. Goddamn fucking technologies can suck the cunt off my layups. My layups.
Layups.
My layups. 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 Some layups, 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 layups. Hello?
Is this Madge?
Oh, wait a second, hold on.
Okay, darling.
Hello, wait. Is this Mrs. Rachel?
It is Mrs. Rachel. How are
you? Oh, my God. How are you doing? I understand that Rachel is there for Thanksgiving with a new boyfriend.
I know. Well, we're actually in Concord, California, visiting daughter number two, her husband, my grandson, and we brought Rachel and the new boy.
You have a grandchild now? I didn't know you were a granny.
I do, and I have another one on its way in end of February, beginning of March.
Is this your first one?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Cute.
God. Do you wear granny panties now, those huge panties?
You know what? Actually, I can't believe you asked me that.
Why?
Plus, okay, a couple of months ago, Rachel was in town, and she said to me, Mom, I need new underwear, so I took her to Jockey, the outlet store.
For men?
So, you know, we're chatting around, you know, looking around at the undies, cute little bikini, you know, little thong thing, which I can't wear. And she said, Mom, you have to buy these underpants. They're the most comfortable thing. And I looked at them, and I went, oh, holy shit, you know, I'm not wearing these. These are really granny pants. But she convinced me that they were fabulous. So, of course, being the good mom, I bought them. Okay? So the other night I was wearing them and I was getting undressed and David just was repulsed. He started going, you can never wear those again. Those are the, like, ugliest things I have ever seen. They, like, came up to my sagging breasts. I know. And she loved them.
Well, they don't call them granny panties for nothing.
They don't call them granny for nothing, I know. Fortunately, my breasts aren't that saggy, you know? But still.
I remember my grandmother's breasts when she would change, and she used to talk to herself. I don't know if that's an old Jewish Brooklyn woman thing or what. She used to talk to herself, and she'd leave the door open. Of course, I couldn't help but look. Her breasts were all the way down, halfway between her thigh and her knees.
See, fortunately, I have the little boobs, so mine aren't, you know, I could still actually, at my age, go without a bra, and it looks fine. Isn't that crazy?
Lucky.
Someone like 65?
You're lucky.
I know. So tell me, how have you been?
Awful. I'm
really?
Unemployed. I'm fat. I'm bloated. I have gas. I
well,
don't.
Me too.
Oh. Are we really?
We all are bloated, and we all have gas. Rachel has, you know what Rachel had for dinner last night?
What'd she
eat? A container of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love the Brussels sprouts.
And you talk
about gas. Oh, my, but that's good gas. That's good gas. That's like when you eat a whole lot of eggs.
Well.
How does she look? She looks thin now, right? She looks good, huh?
She looks to die for. She has this fabulous haircut.
Yeah.
Her body is to die for, and she's just really, really happy.
And how do you like the boyfriend?
I love him.
Do you think they're going to get married?
Do I think they are? I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, but he's kind and gentle, which is the best.
He seems to like her a lot. He said he likes her when she talks a lot.
I know. No, he's wonderful. He's really, really wonderful. And he has the most awesome 6-year-old daughter you will ever.
Oh, I didn't know he had a daughter. She conveniently left that part out.
Yeah, she's just a really neat kid. But But they are, I mean, they're just really a great, great couple. He's wonderful.
Do they live with the daughter, or does the daughter live with the mother?
No. Probably 50-50.
Oh.
But yeah, they're just wonderful. They're a wonderful couple and, you know, always kissing and hugging, you know, grabbing a little here and there, you know, that kind of thing.
We're talking about the same person. We're talking about Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I know.
I thought maybe you were talking about the other daughter or something. You're at the daughter's house, the other daughter's house right now. What's your name? Ari? Is that the one?
Ari, yeah, yeah. Ari. You know, she got married. Did you know that?
I don't remember if I knew that because I have Alzheimer's disease.
I know, what we all do. Yeah. You know, I mean, she got married 2.5 years ago.
Oh, then I do know that. Yes, I do. Yeah. That's why she has a grandchild. That's why you have a grandchild.
No, that's Jenny. Jenny's daughter number two. She has the baby.
This is complicated.
Okay, so there's Rachel.
Yeah.
Jenny, Ben, and Ari.
Uh huh. And what are you cooking tonight for the Passover? I have Passover. Thanksgiving, whatever it is. Goyish Passover.
I made kugel.
Uh-huh.
I made the kugel again. And Rachel actually wanted me to send you some next day, air.
That's nuts.
But you know what? I don't think there'll be any left. So
no,
I could
you
send
know
the
what?
Rest.
She's nuts, but thank you. The thing is, the whole thing about kugel with me is I don't even like kugel. To me, it's just hilarious. I think it's a hilarious Jewish thing.
It is.
Yeah.
When you think about what it is, you know, noodles, and but it's good. So I think you should come out next Thanksgiving. It will be at my house. You can come and spend the weekend in with me.
What is that, a church?
No, it's not a church. It's a cute little town. It's the cutest. I'm not kidding, Matt. It's so cute. I would love for you to come out next Thanksgiving.
Well, I would love to, too, but at the rate things are going, I doubt if I'll even have a house, let alone money for airfare. You know, this economy is shit, and I'm unemployed.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. It just really, really sucks. But you know what I got, Matt? Listen to this.
What?
Okay. My mother-in-law died.
Oh.
So you know what I got?
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Why?
Huge.
Diamond?
Huge. Yeah.
How many carats?
Are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
Five.
Jesus Christ. Holy hell.
Okay, wait till you hear.
Good Lord.
And in those days, how pear shape was important, you know, to those. So this, it's a 5-carat pear.
Holy Christ. I need a picture of this. Tell Rachel I need a picture. She has that fucking iPhone. She can send me a picture.
Okay, you know what? We'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
She can do it now, and I can put it on the album.
And then, yeah, listen to this. So David... Yeah. David said, I should send it. I should sell it and buy a BMW.
I disagree completely.
But no, not going to. You know why? Because if it's...
You need that for when we go to the camps. You need to be able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. No, you got to keep that thing. Don't let go of it.
You know what?
The biggest one I've seen in person, you know, is not in a museum, is 4 carats.
Well, this is a huge. I mean, it is, and a perfect diamond has a rating of J, which is the clarity is like as
a Jew.
A Jew.
How are you glad she died then? A little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was not very nice, and she wasn't nice to me. And you know, no, I'm sorry for her children that she's dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the daughter-in-law, I don't know.
Well, how come you got such a nice thing? She must have liked you.
Okay, no, but she didn't like me. She hasn't liked me in 36 years. Because in her will, it stated that the eldest son gets first choice. Well, I married number one son.
Uh-huh.
So he got first choice. So, of course, he grabbed the diamond.
Oh, my.
But it's not like the other daughter-in-laws didn't get anything. Like someone got her Rolex and someone got her her diamond love bracelet. And then someone got, you know, another diamond thing. But I also got a diamond and ruby cluster ring.
Wow.
It was very interesting, yeah. And then David took from his dad. His dad was a captain in the Army.
Uh-huh.
So he was interrogated. Rachel doesn't think I should tell you this, but I am.
I think it's shameful.
He interrogated Germans during World War. So I have all of those. I have a ton of those papers.
What kind of papers?
Home.
What do you mean?
Well, he was my father-in-law was a was German Jew, and his mother brought them over to Atlanta for some reason. I don't know why Atlanta when he was 14. Anyway, when war broke out, he enlisted in the army.
Yeah.
And he actually had to go back to Germany and invade his hometown, which is really creepy and I guess really hard to do. But anyway, he interrogated hundreds of thousands of Germans, and we have these papers.
Like what kind
house.
Of papers? Like their citizenship papers, that kind of thing?
No, questioning them.
How
interrogation.
Weird.
I know. We have a picture of two American soldiers and a German soldier in the middle wearing a sign that says, I'm the 200,000th POW.
Oh.
I mean, it's really kind of creepy, but it's a part of history, and as horrible as it was, you know, it's history.
That was fascinating.
I know, I know. So we have all these papers at the house along with the 5-carat diamond ring.
Are there any fingers?
No.
That's probably how she got the ring. Are you kidding?
No, I don't have any of that.
Mm.
No. So, you know, that's what's going on in my life. But I did let my hair go gray.
Oh, you're a lesbian then.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, lesbians do that. Why'd you let your hair go gray?
You know what? Because it's gorgeous.
Is it?
Because it's white. So it's really pretty. So, you know, with a little help from the bottle, it went all white. So it's really quite attractive. And it goes good with the diamond.
See, I'm a lesbian, okay? And I have a hair. I'm also friends with a lot of gay men. And I have a hairdresser. Now, my hairdresser is a very good friend, and he does my hair for free because I did his Sheer Genius audition, even though he didn't get the job.
Oh, really?
And he says there's no excuse. Nobody should ever have gray hair, he says, because then he would be broke.
But I know, that's the thing. But I'm not. Well, if you're looking at it from a financial point of view, he's right.
And you got to figure, too, what if you're dead? Do you want your hair to be gray when you're dead? I guess you don't care because we're Jews and
we don't
have that.
No,
because we don't have
an
open casket. Right.
Yeah, I mean, the casket will be closed and they'll go, oh, yeah, she died gray. What do I care?
Yeah.
You know, and the kids are probably going to go, I'm going to sell that diamond because no one wants it.
Well, you should see my haircut because I have a Third Reich hairdo. You know how the Third Reich hairdos are in, the Hitler cuts?
Yeah.
I have that now. You should see me. I look just like Hitler. Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
Do you have a mustache too?
No, because that would get people a little angry. I have to. Subtlety is kind of my thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a subtle woman.
So, Madge, have you been watching good TV this year?
Not really. I mean, I'm open to recommendations. I watched The Desperate Housewives and Heroes, and I watch a lot of news. Excuse me?
Have you been watching The Starter Wife?
I don't know what that is.
Oh. It's a new program with Deborah Messing. It's a series.
Well, that name sounds familiar. What is she from?
She was in Will and Grace.
Oh, okay.
And she haven't been watching that. Have you been watching Grey's Anatomy?
Not this year, no. It was getting too goody-goody for me. I wanted to blow them all up with the
I know.
Pipe
Didn't
bombs.
You hate them last year?
Yeah, it sucked. It really lost it for me.
I wanted to slap them in the face. I didn't care what happened. I didn't care anything about them. But this year it's getting better because the writers are back. Last year, remember, the writers were on strike?
Yeah, but it's not but when the writers were on strike, they just didn't have shows. It's not like they had different writers.
It's horrible. And when they finally came back, I'm going, ew, you better go on strike again.
Yeah.
Big fat ew.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think that the reason that show went sour is because that Isaac Washington or Isaiah Washington and that whole thing.
Yeah, Isaiah Washington, that whole thing.
Are you saying it's good this year? Because I have them all on my TV. I just haven't watched them.
Well, he was an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, he is a pig, I might add. And then they had a gay thing on with the women this year, and they got rid of her.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not happy about Prop 8.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that fucking sucked.
Right. Well, now that you're a lesbian, you won't be able to get married again.
I think I hope my husband doesn't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. You got the ring, so now you can move on.
I can do whatever I want now that I have the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's quite exciting. don't you think?
So have you had any family?
Yeah. I gave Rachel my opal ring tonight that my husband gave me because she loves opals. And I thought, well, since I have my diamond, I can share.
You have any emeralds?
You know what? It's funny you should mention it because the other ring I got was emeralds and diamonds.
Is it beautiful?
And I had that made into, it was like a cluster and I didn't like the gold on it.
Yeah.
So he remade it for me. So now it could be wearable.
As a ring, but just a different one? Or is now it's a necklace?
Yeah, different ring. Okay, this is not appropriate. Oh. Okay, I swear to God. Okay, Rachel's walking around topless. And Chris is like going up to her and I'm sitting here and this is appropriate with me here, and oh my God,
what's going on now?
She's bloated from the Brussels sprouts and he's like grabbing her stomach, but I don't think they don't want to hear what my sex life is with their father. Okay, but I should be a part of this. No, okay, but I think grabbing and topless is not appropriate in front of your mother with your boyfriend grabbing at them.
It's disgusting.
Thank you, Madge. Madge is, it's disgusting, too.
Totally.
Okay, he wasn't actually grabbing at them. He was grabbing at her stomach.
Ugh.
He put his hand on her bloated stomach, which is quite cute, don't you think?
It's what?
It's quite cute, don't you think?
No, I think it's disgusting, too. And she's going to let a fart out from her Brussels sprouts.
I really want next Thanksgiving.
I will think. I don't know. I'm just so fucking poor. I'd love to come, but I am just poverty stricken. What can I do?
Okay, but you never know what's going to happen next year.
Well, I'd certainly enjoy it, I'm sure. At least it's an excuse not to go to my own family's wishes.
I know. Any excuse is good, huh?
Well, actually, this year I'm not.
You know what my therapist told me when I didn't want to go to New York?
What?
To see my mother-in-law. She said to me, you know, Lois, you don't have to compromise yourself. And I went, oh. I wonder why I didn't think about that.
You know, honestly, I did the same thing this year. I'm not going to my parents. I'm just spending it with friends for the first time in a long time. Because
really?
I just said, yeah, because I thought, you know what? Why shouldn't I enjoy myself for once? Not that I don't enjoy myself, but if I go with them, I have to drive in a car for 4.5 hours with, you know, and stay there for 4 days because I'm trapped with my sister, the family, the two kids. Yeah. And my dog, and a lot of dust in a peach-colored house with lots of 1980s paper art.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. See, I kind of feel that this, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, this time of my life.
I'm 58, 9. I'll be 60 next year.
Oh, but when's your birthday?
March 30th. I'll be 60.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then you have to come out. We'll celebrate. I'm going to be 65. So we could celebrate our birthdays at Thanksgiving. So let's just do this, Madge. We'll wait and see what airfares are. How's that?
Okay. It's a year away, so it's easy to plan that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would love it. I mean, you could have the guest bedroom.
What about Rachel and her? Is she going to be topless? Because I can't stand that. I'll puke if I have to see that.
She's not going to be topless. She can have the room next door. She won't be topless.
You promise?
I promise. No one will be topless in the house.
Okay.
No, we don't have that. Okay, no, David doesn't even go topless.
Good.
Okay. No one goes topless in my house.
That's as it should be.
As it should be. But we'll have fun. We'll have a nice Thanksgiving. Crazy, we'll have all the family there. The rest can stay in motels. You can have the guest room, and I will wait on you.
Why? I don't understand why are you so interested in having me come over?
Because
I'm
dying to meet you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Rachel loves you.
She has a very, let's just say, she's not picky.
Yes, she is.
You think?
Yeah, I know. Hmm. I mean, Rachel has a ton of friends, but she's only friends with the people she wants to be with.
Yeah. Well,
she made it a special point of saying that we were going to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, if it's with Madge, then I'll do it.
Yay.
Yay, because I love you.
That's so nice. Thank you.
And you will have to come and meet Chris.
Yes.
And you have to see the new Rachel. Her hair is, I'm not kidding. Did you get the picture of the diamond?
No, did she send it already? Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me look.
She did. Very sparkly.
Email. Or did she send it to my phone? No, I think she
sent
it to the
email.
Rachel,
did she send it to the phone?
Let me look.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't get it on the phone. I'll check my email.
You didn't get it on the, phone.
I didn't get it on the phone, but maybe it went to my email. Let's see.
She's going to send it. So if you don't go to your family, are you going to be with friends?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not going. Okay. Yeah, because it's going to be very nice. I'm making fresh cranberry sauce from Whole Foods. It's from a can. You know, because now they sell this wonderful cranberry sauce where it's whole cranberries and it's in a can. So you put it in a bowl and it looks like you made it, even if...
Exactly. But you know what? I couldn't... You know, one year I bought cranberry sauce from Trader Joe, yeah, and it was in a jar. I mean, isn't it Trader Joe?
Yes.
Trader Joe's.
Whatever.
And so anyway, so it came in a jar, in a glass jar.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that would be kind of good because whatever you don't have, you could save. But when I put it on the plate, it didn't have the Ocean Spray lines on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't like happy and I didn't enjoy it and I threw it out.
You mean the lines like you what know? Beets have, like that kind of lines from the can?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, because it's like home. Uh-huh. You know, it's like my mother had. She opened the can, and she took a knife and ran it around the inside of the cranberry sauce because she had to get a little suction loose and plop it on the plate and slice it. Hmm. You know? So it didn't have that from Trader Joe's, so I'm not going there anymore. Only Ocean Spray from now on. Or a store brand that is really Ocean Spray, but they're using their own name. You know, like Safeway would do. They do that a lot. You know, that private brand, private labeling.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into Ocean Spray, though, because the cranberry juice, you know, which I only really drink when I have UTIs.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of bitter to me. But, you know, it seems to be an American thing. I could never find cranberry juice when I lived in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, you can. Yeah. I think it is American.
Yeah, I guess that's why we have to... Yeah, you know, put it in our feast with the dead Indians.
Nothing better than a turkey sandwich with chopped liver and a slice of cranberry sauce on it.
Oh my God, chopped liver on a turkey sandwich? I never heard of that.
Madge.
Yeah.
Okay. To die for.
Oh, that sounds kind of gross. Oh wait, I think I got the picture.
He thinks he got the picture.
I think so.
It better not be a disgusting picture of me. I didn't see it. She tried to get me to sit still, but I was too excited.
Oh, you do look cute. You look very sort of mod. You look modern.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I like the glasses.
Well, that's what Chris and I took a picture last week when I was staying at their house, and we looked like a rock group.
I need to see a closer picture of the ring, though. I really need to see
a closer picture of the ring,
Rachel.
I mean,
it looks nice, but I can barely see it on this thing.
He said it's nice, but he needs a really close.
Can she tell it? Put it on the, can she put it to my email instead of the phone? Because I got to get it to the computer.
Okay, one second. She's
Whose bed are you
right
on?
Now.
Is that your bed? Why are you in
bed?
No,
we're at the hotel.
Oh, you're at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a hotel.
It does. And not a great one. I wanted to stay at, you know, we were in Concord. I wanted to stay at the Crown Plaza because the beds are just to die for.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holiday Inn had free breakfast.
Oh, you're at a Holiday Inn.
And then they tried to only give us coupon breakfast for one day. And I went, I don't think so. We want 2 days because we're here 2 days. So we got the 2 days. But
is it a holodome, like where they have the pool indoors for the kids and all that horrible shit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. The pool's outdoors, but it's locked. I mean, who the hell wants to stay here anyway? It's like the pit.
It sounds depressing to me.
But Concord, California?
I don't know anything about Concord. Is that where the grapes are from?
No, I don't think so. I don't know why it's called Concord, actually.
Concord Records is named after those.
Concord Records?
No, Concord, California. The town isn't named after.
Oh.
It's the birthplace of the Concord grape at Concord Records.
For
it
real?
It is the grape.
She said it is the grape. And I guess she would know.
So they must have a lot of wine there.
She knows a lot of things, doesn't she? She's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
She said a lot of useless crap.
That's not the smart venture.
Do you think she's retarded, Madge?
She knows I do. Well, you don't have to ask that. She's just being silly. She just wants me to tell you so you can get mad.
But I'm not mad.
Well, that was a very long laugh. Are you sending me a close-up of the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Did you send a close-up of the ring, honey? Sending right now. Sending right now. She's the red line.
And now, what kind of... So you're having the Kugel tomorrow. You got the ocean spray, cranberries, the turkey. And you make chopped liver for Thanksgiving, or that's
not
just an afterthought?
No, I'm not making chopped liver. I'm actually going to make it when we go home because I have the frozen chicken livers in the freezer and Rachel likes chopped liver, so maybe I'll make it Friday.
I like it too, but then I heard it's real bad for you or something. Isn't it like all cholesterol?
Madge doesn't like Kugel.
That's bullshit.
Rachel said it's bullshit. Rachel, he doesn't like it. Madge doesn't like Kugel.
No,
she
it's
doesn't
ridiculous.
Like Kugel. Do you like bread pudding?
I love bread pudding, but only if it has really rich, buttery caramel sauce.
Really? Did you ever have chocolate bread pudding?
No, but I would eat that.
It's fabulous.
Of course she didn't follow my instructions. She sent it to my phone again. Oh, that's a beautiful ring. That's exactly what I wanted. That is
really?
A gorgeous ring.
Mm-hmm. I know.
5 carats.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so sparkly.
It looks a little tight, though, on your finger. Are you a little bloated, too?
Yeah.
You got a little, you're retaining some water?
I am, but you know what?
It looks tight.
Better tight than loose. You know, tomorrow morning it'll be
fine.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess, that way it won't fall off.
Yeah, I know. No, they'd have to cut off my finger.
Why are you so bloated? Did you have salty food?
You know, I don't know. I'm having problems with retaining fluid lately. I don't know. I don't know why.
Maybe you need to urinate more.
I mean, we could discuss, but I don't know why. And I'm not happy about it.
I love that ring. You know, I was in Colombia with my parents this past spring, which is
really?
Where all the emeralds come from. So we went on a quest, you know, and I have a lot of relatives in Medellin because that's where they ended up from the war. Yeah. And my mother bought a emerald off the black market through these cousins. It was so fun because it was like a drug deal. We had to pay in cash. So we had to go to all these different bank machine cash stations in order to get enough money to pay them. And then we got to pick out the emerald, or she did, and they had them all into little tiny...
Were they in little pouches?
Yeah, like little drug, like little cocaine envelopes. Well, you probably don't know what those are like, but you know, it was so cool. And then, so we're at this really nice hotel, and they're handing cash, like 100 peso or whatever the fuck they call it, in the lobby of this hotel, and everybody's looking at us like we're some fancy drug dealers, or something. It was great.
Did she get a big one?
Yeah, I don't know what size, but she's having it. She still hasn't gotten it set. It's like the shape of yours. It's an oval, so she's going to get it put into a necklace because they told her emeralds are soft, so you don't really want them in a ring if you're sloppy.
Which, gorgeous, huh?
Yeah.
You know what happened to a friend of mine? They were in India, and they went to a fair.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, just walking by, and they were selling pouches of, you know, stones. And they thought, well, this would be fun, you know, and they bought like 3 pouches to give to friends.
Yeah.
And they got home, and in one of the pouches was a 2.5-carat sapphire.
You got to be shitting me. And how much did they pay for it?
$3.
Holy Christ. That is
luck. They didn't even declare it, you know, when they came over because it wasn't worth anything.
Oh, my God.
You know, they didn't know. They hardly opened them.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's really, really good luck. That only happened to me once because I don't know. There's this artist, Matthew Barney, who I really like.
Uh-huh.
And so I put you know, when he had this, one of his books was on sale only at this one exhibition in Germany a long time ago. And I, you know, it sells for like hundreds of dollars, which is nothing like a sapphire, but it sells for normally like anywhere between $300 and $500. So I put it on one of those auctions on Amazon.com where you say, if anything comes up, here's what I'll pay for it. So I bid $3. So I said, if anyone wants to sell this for $3, I'll buy it. And it automatically came to me. It was like a gift from the heavens above or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Well, nothing like that has ever happened to me.
Well,
a friend of mine
got that
took a road trip and bought a trunk in Virginia and traveled all over the United States, you know, with it, just throwing all kinds of shit in it. They got home and they found out that it had a false bottom.
Oh,
and
my.
Underneath it was a line sketch of Mary Lincoln.
What?
Yeah, and it was, and they sold it for $500,000.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy.
But, I know.
No, that doesn't happen to me, but it should.
No, that's why David keeps saying, you know, let's go to the antique show.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to take some of this. He brought home an urn that was his parents', and he wants to take it to the antique show.
Who's in it?
Who knows? I don't know. There weren't any ashes in it.
Oh.
You sure? There should have been. Yeah. I washed it today.
Oy.
I know. No, there wasn't anything in it. So yeah, he wanted to do that. That would be kind of fun going to the antique show, don't you think?
I don't know. I'd be depressed because I would be constantly looking for a Picasso, and then I'd end up with a bunch of, you know, really dumb things that I didn't want. I have so much crap that I can't get rid of.
Well, you know what I did? I got rid of so much stuff because we painted our house, had our house painted, or some rooms, and I went, okay, this is the time to do it, and I got rid of crap. I mean, bags and bags. All I did, I mean, I went to Goodwill so many times that they started knowing me by my first name.
Wow.
I mean, I got rid of clothes and, you know, and shoes and sheets and, you know, it's that time of year, you know, and I would have given it to charities, but none of them wanted, none of them called me back because I like giving to women, you know, the women charities and women in need. And, but no one called me. So I had to get rid of it. So I took it to Goodwill, but I gave a lot of books away.
Oh yeah. They're real picky anymore. They'll come over and they wouldn't even take shit. It's bullshit.
You want to hear a great story about picky?
Uh-huh.
This is like a crazy, crazy story. Last June, I was in San Diego visiting my cousin, and her youngest daughter was graduating high school, and she was in charge of all the food for grad night.
Yeah.
So, you know, they ordered far too much and blah, blah, blah. So the next day, we went to the school and we gathered a lot of it up and took a lot of it over to fire stations because the fire people, you know, the firefighters have to buy their own food.
Right.
So we gave a ton to the fire stations in San Diego. But there was still a lot left over.
Yeah.
So she said, well, why don't we bring it to the Mexican field workers, you know, because they were busy and, you know, they're always,
this
you know, I mean,
panace.
They could probably use a lot of the food.
Right.
So we thought that would be a really nice thing to do. So we brought it over there, and they came running to the car because she told them in Spanish, you know, we have this food. We opened the trunk.
Yeah.
I mean, we opened the hood of the car, and there were boxes of pizza, and there was, you know, some Chinese food and some Mexican food and blah, blah, blah. And I swear to God that they started being picky about what they wanted.
Oh, I believe it.
I had a yeast infection.
They didn't want the plain pizza. They wanted the pepperoni pizza. They didn't want, you know, the white rice. They wanted the fried rice. You know, they didn't want this and they didn't want that. And finally she said, you know what, then don't take anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said, you know, we're willing to give this to you, but if you don't want it, then don't take it.
Mm.
And we left.
This is my panis.
I mean, I never heard of such a thing. I mean, that was just crazy-ass story. Mm-hmm. You know, and you want to give it to them because you think they would appreciate it. You know, no, they only wanted what they wanted. And that was the end of that.
Yeah, so, you're better off just doing stuff for yourself, I think.
I do. I do. I've done a lot of nice things this year.
Yeah.
This year I've done a lot. I did. I mean,
yeah, well, you offed
this,
your mother-in-law and got that ring, so that's pretty
good.
Well,
actually, you know, actually when David gave it to me, and Rachel doesn't even know this story, I had a young kid who was painting our house, and he was, I mean, he's 25 years old. He has a child, you know, he's not married, has a child, and working really hard and, you know, struggled, had a horrible, horrible childhood. I mean, horrible, you know, just of the worst kind, you know, beaten, abused, just shit you can't believe. Right. Anyway, so he was telling me as the day's going on about his mother, and she lives in Sacramento, and he said, I'm trying to, you know, become friends with her again, and, you know, she's seen the baby and loves her, and she's in Sacramento, and blah, blah, blah. And the next day, David was coming home with this huge ring for me. And I thought, how lucky am I, right? Yeah. So I went in and I bought him a one-way ticket to visit his mom in Sacramento. And that was my Christmas gift. Yeah, that was just not even a Christmas gift. That was a little gift from me to him because he did a great job on my house and because the whole thing cost me, what, $40. You know, it wasn't a big deal. But I thought it would really be important for him to go visit his mom.
Oh, that's nice. But this is after you got the ring? This is after you got the ring?
No, this was actually before I got it, but I knew David had got it for me. And I thought, how lucky am I that he's coming home with this beautiful ring, and, you know, it's time that I do something really nice for someone.
Did he have to pull it off of her body?
No.
It was already, it was in the vault.
Yeah. That's she only wore it twice. I've only seen it on her finger twice.
Well, why would you have a ring like that and not wear it? That's very Jewish.
It is. Don't you think it is?
Yeah.
To have it and never wear it?
Why did she have it? Seriously. I mean, if you're going to wear it twice.
I think he gave it to her for her 50th anniversary. Oh. Their 50th anniversary.
Maybe it's a way to store wealth. A lot of times people use it to keep wealth, which makes sense.
It was a Kobe Bryant ring.
What's that mean?
Well, remember when Kobe was cheating on his wife?
Because he raped someone?
Because he
raping?
Oh, I forgot it was
the
raping.
No, I didn't know about the rape. I don't follow these things very well.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about the rape. Okay, well, let's not use that. Let's just say maybe, I don't know why he gave it to her. Because he had money and gave it to her.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I hope she appreciated it. But Rachel said it had negative feelings, but I got rid of all the negativity on it.
I'm just not into diamonds.
She's not into diamonds.
It's a rock. What do you mean it has negative feelings? She's full of shit. You know why girls say that? Girls say that, and please, you don't have to tell her this. She'll hear it in the show anyway. Girls say they don't like diamonds because they want to get proposed to, and they know that the man who's proposing doesn't have enough money for a diamond.
Oh, well, that may be.
That's why they say that. But you never know what might happen.
I don't know. Rachel has never liked diamonds. She's always liked...
I'm not trendy like
with
blood
diamonds. She's always liked... She's never really liked diamonds. She's always gone for the opal and more silver.
Never gold.
I mean, she never has worn gold ever in her whole life.
It's just a phase.
But she's 35.
It's just a phase.
Really? I have always liked diamonds, but then it's my birthstone.
Everybody likes diamonds. You're Jewish and female. You like diamonds.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
I love diamonds.
She's either loves diamonds or she's a hermaphrodite.
And I think for Christmas, I think I should have a pair of diamond studs.
That would be good. How many carats would those be?
Well, I only want a half, maybe.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I don't need any bigger than that in my ears, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially with my white hair, though. I think it would look very sparkly with the hair. Do you like the hair color?
Yes, but I'm trying to picture how I would color it, though.
I'm not coloring it.
But I would like, I think it would look real. I like the haircut a lot. I think the cut is
so
cool. And I think you could do some really cool things if it were like two different colors. Like where you're kind of spiky. I think it would look cool. But it looks nice white.
Spiky, it does go spiky, but you know, it's been a hard day today.
But that's when it's the best time to make your hair crazy. I like for my hair to reflect my mood.
I know, me too. But my hair is very thick and heavy, so I have to find really strong gel. You know, and then it falls because it's very, very heavy.
Oh, you know, you need to use this Jew hair stuff called, it's called a quaj. It's special for Jews.
It's called what?
A quaj. It's great. It's like a combination of gel. Yeah, it's like a combination of pomade and hairspray mixed together. It's really good. It works perfect for Jews. A lot of hair salons carry it.
Oh, okay.
A quaj. A quaj. I'm trying to spell it. I don't. A quaj.
Do you know what Rachel uses?
A-Q-U-A-G-E. A-Q-U-A-G-E. A quaj.
You and Madge have the same texture hair, so you should listen to what she says.
Okay.
I know.
Well, I'll try to find it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's in hair salons. You just got to find it. Yeah. It's pretty common. If not, look it up on the internet.
She has no money right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll send her a check.
For
I'll
what?
I'll send you a check for you to send me some.
I'm sure they have it in L.A. If well, I bought it for you, I would probably have to empty half of the tube into a jar.
Really?
Yeah, into an old pickle jar so I could have it.
You know what? This summer I was in Atlanta, and my sister-in-law made dill pickles.
Uh-huh.
I never made that before.
How do you
that
do
was like
that?
A great moment.
How do you make
I never, them? I never did any canning.
I've never done that either.
It was kind of fun. It was a little Laura Ingalls-ish.
Yeah.
You know? And very House on the Prairie, but very fun. And we also made fig chutney.
Oh, my God.
Which
I
was
like
very
that.
Fun.
You know, listen, I hate to change the subject, but do you know about hemorrhoid problems?
Yes, of course I know about hemorrhoid problems.
I had this hemorrhoid hanging out, and it's finally starting to get a little better, but I got it on election day. No, the day after the election, because I got so happy, you know, and I was at that rally in Grant Park, and I had my hands up with my camera the whole time, and I was straining a lot. I was straining. I was bearing down. And then afterwards, I went to my friend Terry's office because he's a pro-choice activist. Yeah. Well, he had a whole pumpkin pie. Nobody ate it. So I ate the whole thing in one night. I wake up with a hemorrhoid that's like Gene Simmons' tongue, you know, from Kiss, the guy with the big tongue. And Rachel tells me, because it was the next day, Rachel says, this first day it popped out. I mean, it just popped out like a huge thing.
Yeah.
She says, don't put cortisone on your hemorrhoid.
Right, no.
But then, so then I get some preparation H, and I'm sitting on the thing for 2 weeks. Finally, 2 weeks later, last week, I go to the doctor, and he gives me proctisone, which is hydrocortisone cream. Finally, the thing is almost gone.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. So why is it that Rachel told me not to use cortisone on a hemorrhoid?
I have no idea.
Because it thins your skin and it can burst.
But the doctor gave him...
So do what the doctor says. I can barely fucking take care of myself.
The doctor gave him the right medication. So I didn't know that. Is that prescription?
Yes.
Not match?
It's prescription. Okay. Proctisone.
Because a friend of mine's husband had to have a hemorrhoidectomy.
Well, I have a certain person in my certain zone that I don't want to say who had the same surgery. And this is why I'm afraid to go to the doctor about it, because he had the surgery. And now, ever since then, this was many years ago, but they botched it. And now he has to use a duty squirt every time he goes to the bathroom. Everywhere he goes, he has to bring a duty squirt, which is this ridiculous hose. Everywhere a duty squirt. Can you imagine having to travel with a duty squirt everywhere you go? It's horrible. And then when you're in foreign countries, like in, let's just pretend it was Colombia or something, and you have to tie a duty squirt into this third world, you know, hovel.
I never even heard of that.
Oh, it's horrible.
Is it like a douche?
It's just really just a hose.
It's like an ass douche.
It's not really. It's just like a hose that you attach. You unscrew the shower head. You screw in the hose, and it squirts up your ass. Gay men use it before they get it up the boohoo.
Oh,
and I don't know what happened to the asshole. I don't know how they botched this hemorrhoid surgery, but I will never have hemorrhoid surgery. I would rather have six hemorrhoids forever than have that. And then plus the other problem is he said he can't stop farting. Like he can't control the sphincter.
But you know what? When you come out for Thanksgiving, leave him home.
Oh, I don't travel with, I wouldn't bring him.
Oh my God. I never heard of that.
Duty squirt. I have your ring on Flickr, on my Flickr account. It's already on the internet.
Really?
If you go to flickr.com/yeastradio, you'll see you and your ring.
My God.
And you'll also see the menu from the Ethiopian restaurant that I ate at tonight, because they had Assawat, Assatibs, and Assaspecial.
David's favorite restaurant in the whole world is Ethiopian food.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
I love Ethiopian food.
Where you eat it with your hands, that one?
What?
Where you eat with your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this was.
It's she'll take this to the best Ethiopian restaurant. Although, I guess it's the best because it's the only one I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. It is so fabulous. I love that. It's, what is it? It's like the bread stuff. What is that? Injera. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the curry. I'm not so sure I like that hard-boiled egg.
I didn't get no egg.
Oh, you didn't get the egg?
We just got a combination.
Rachel, he said we're on.
Huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did
yeah.
you see it?
No. I'm on the internet. I don't know if I like that. It better be a
Matt
damn good picture of
friends.
Me.
Be friends on Facebook. Tell them you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook too, Madge.
You are? What's your name on Facebook?
Lois Can.
Okay. I'm Bloated Lesbian on Facebook.
You can go to Rachel and then you could find me.
Okay.
And then we could Facebook each other because I could use you in my
life.
I'm
searching for it right now for the Lois Can. Hold on. Find friends.
Okay. Find friends.
Yeah. Let's see.
Isn't this so fun?
Lois Can. Let's see. LOISKANN.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that you with Christopher?
Yeah. That's our
That's a weird picture because he's bigger in it than you in the picture.
That what?
He's like more in the picture than you. He's in the foreground.
Yeah. Because Rachel just took it quickly with her phone.
Yeah.
Well, Madge, nice. Did you know that I won a photography contest last year?
For what?
In the local paper, my picture won first place.
Wow. Of what?
Of my daughter, Ari L.
What was she doing?
Just coming off of a track meet. Oh. And I just took the picture. And the minute Rachel saw it, she said, Mom, this is the most beautiful picture, and I think you have to enter it in a contest, which I never wanted to do because right. I don't like being judged, you know, and it's very difficult for me to have people judge my work like in a contest. So I never, ever did that before.
Right.
And Rachel said, really need to do that, Mom. And I went, okay. And then finally the ad came out that the newspaper was, you know, taking pictures. And lo and behold, I entered it because of Rachel, and I won first place.
Wow. Hello.
And I won $100.
Mrs. Lois, I have a person on the phone. He also comes on this show. His name is Andy Melton. He's a little bit fat, but I wanted you to meet Rachel's mother, Lois. Andy, say hello.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, is that Andy?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just publishing my show for the day.
You're just what?
Publishing my show for the day.
Oh, how fun. Well, I'm here with Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Andy says hi.
Says hi.
Who says
Rachel?
Hi?
Hey, look.
Andy.
Oh, you.
I'm looking at your picture right now, Andy. In the bonnet. Oh, you know what? Rachel wanted me to tell you that I got her some red velvet cake mix.
Oh, my God. Are you going to make red velvet cake?
I am, because when Rachel told me that she loves red velvet cake, and I never had it before, but when I was in Atlanta in the supermarket, I saw that Duncan Hine makes it, but I can't find it where we live.
It's hard to make.
So I had my sister-in-law send me a box of Duncan Hines red velvet cake mix so I can make it for Rachel when she comes up at Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. But what about the frosting? What do you do for the frosting?
Well, the frosting I can make myself.
But that's, you know, the really hard to make. Oh, but, you know, I tried to make red velvet cake last year for Trotsky, my dog's birthday party. It came out like it came out like pink cornbread. It was disgusting, like a brick of cornbread. I don't know, because you're supposed to whip like it's velvet because you put in these whipped egg whites.
Egg whites.
So you take it's sort of like a hybrid of normal cake batter plus whites, and it's supposed to make it fluffy. And for me, it just made it like a big brick of flat cornbread. Oh, sorry.
Paula Deen makes it all the time on her show. And I decided if I could find a Duncan Hine cake mix, that would make it much easier.
Right.
So, but Andy, do you like red velvet cake?
Oh, honey, I've never met a cake I didn't like.
Where are you from?
Tennessee.
Oh, that's why.
Andy, did you leave the house this week?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you leave the house this week?
I went to my sister's, which is beside us. Does that count?
Yes, if you left the house, okay. It does. That's good.
Do you not leave the house, Andy?
No, uh-uh.
Really? I have a friend whose son doesn't leave the house either. He stays home all the time.
Is he happy?
But are you happy? Is he? No. Uh-uh. He's not. Andy, are you happy?
Well, define happy.
I can't. I guess there's degrees. Degrees of happiness.
Andy doesn't want to depress you with his unhappiness, I think.
Maybe he'd be happy if he saw my ring.
Oh, yeah. Go to yeastradio.com or flickr.com/yeastradio. You can see Rachel's mother killed her mother-in-law and got a 5-carat ring. Check it out. 5 carats.
Rachel, go to Flickr.
You can add her on Facebook, Andy.
Okay.
Lois can.
Did you find me? Oh, you did? Did you like me on Facebook?
We're on Flickr.
Flickr. What is it? Flickr.com/yeast.
Yeast Radio. One word.
Yeast Radio. One word.
I'm going to try and send you this a link to a picture of me that I think is really good.
Okay. I'm going to. I'll be home on Friday, and then I can check on my
No.
Facebook
I'm just sending
stuff.
You a link right now on the computer on the Skype. You should see it in a little box.
God.
It's just a. It shouldn't be too hard.
The ring is to die. But you're right. My finger does look very swollen.
It looks swollen like you're retaining the water.
It does. Rachel said it looks like a penis.
Well, I couldn't see what it was.
Rachel is demented. Now, can you look at the link I sent you, please? Through
the
Skype.
Look at the link. Go to Skype. He sent me a link.
I know she always has a hard time with this. Can't you put the speakerphone so you can both be on or no?
Just speakerphone so we could both be on?
Yeah, but it always does bad stuff.
No, he wants to obviously talk to you too, Rachel.
Are you looking at the picture?
Yeah.
Do I look pretty?
Yes, you're beautiful.
Mad, you look so pretty.
Don't you like how I match the Pringles?
Yes, you do match the Pringles. Actually, you match my new wall. At
well,
home,
I'll
I'm excited.
Well, then I'll definitely come to visit if I match your
yes,
wall.
Better. Okay, Madge, Rachel, get online because I have to go soon. I'm falling asleep.
Say goodbye and I'll talk.
Madge, I love you.
I love you too, Mrs. Cannon. And thank you very much for the invitation.
Sounds like my mother.
I don't like to call. I've always been respectful of my friend's parents.
Because you're Jewish.
Yeah, especially because I'm not going to be respectful of my friends. So I might as well be respectful of their parents. It's weird for me to call you Lois. Okay, Lois. Lois.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that much better than Lois.
All right, Lois.
Okay, darling. I love you.
You too.
It was nice talking to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Andy, happy Thanksgiving to
happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
And all the luck and wonderfulness of the new year. But maybe I'll talk to you again, Matt.
We should live and be well, whatever that means.
Yeah, we should live and be well.
Okay. Bye. Rachel on, though. Don't hang up.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. What is all
this? Hi, Madge.
Oh, my God. Who is this man on the phone?
Is that Chris?
It's me.
Your voice is so fucking deep.
I was doing that on purpose.
Oh. And now I know you're a man because your mother said you don't like diamonds. Did you hear what I told her?
No, what did you say?
I said, Lois. Girls say they don't like diamonds when they want to get proposed to by a man who can't afford one.
Uh-huh. That's not true about me. I've never liked diamonds. I'm not into them.
Right.
I wish you would sell that damn diamond.
No, you don't. It's necessary. You need to keep... It's a way to store wealth.
Blood.
Anyway, listen, Rachel. You know, I want to tell you something about that show we did last week.
Okay.
Do you know that show was so special that one of these big blogger people, Dave Weiner, who was one of these people that got into controversy right at the very, very beginning, And then they did this article about him because he thought I was really a man. And then everybody was like, of course she's a woman. Why would you think he's a man? And he went to her. Anyway, yes. So he has been ignoring me for like 4 years. And then the other day after we did that show, he said, Madge is still funny. Listen to this show. And he linked to the show we did last week. Well, Andy, too, of course. He was on it.
The Red Velvet one?
Yes.
Oh my God. Last week we also learned that you're two people.
Who?
You.
Who's two people?
Never mind.
I don't know what
the hell is Andy talking about.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Andy, are you on drugs? What's going on?
Andy obviously doesn't listen to the shows he participates in.
What are you saying? I don't understand. Like, you thought Chris was made up, and now you know it's really another person?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's because of the singing bowls. By the way, I went to, my yoga teacher has one of those singing bowls, and I made her show it to me. And
oh, good.
She showed me how it worked. It's so fucking amazing. It's like magic. The way
so now that
sound.
You have two invitations, you've got to come out and visit, and Chris will give you a whole singing bowl treatment. You'll love it.
Well, as long as he doesn't have to explain them again, because that took like 2 hours. That was a really long time, Rachel. Did you hear that? I mean,
it's blow my brains out.
It's nice when people
can I have sex with Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
How?
Man, yeah, it was hard. I was seriously the only thing. Someone left a comment about it, but it's true. The only thing that redeemed it was at the end when you were like, "So Andy, do you want to know about the C bowl?" And he was like, "No."
S bowl.
I know, but that was funnier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is Chris a top?
Andy's
Chris likes to play multiple positions.
Andy's a hemorrhoid bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I was asking Rachel's mother if she knows about hemorrhoids too.
Does she?
Of course she does.
Did she give us any advice?
Mine's almost gone. You should try the Practisone, Andy, and AIDS.
I've got Tux pads.
Tux pads are bullshit. That's witch hazel. Try the Practisone. That's prescription.
Honey, witch I ain't got money for prescription.
You are so ridiculous. It's
you really
generic.
Are,
yeah. It doesn't cost. Fine, have hemorrhoids. Get a duty squirt. Get a duty squirt. Don't you love this country? This is the greatest country on earth where you can't even get hemorrhoids taken care of with a $3 prescription.
Tube of Oxazone.
Yeah, but you can afford food to make you weigh 400 pounds, sure.
Well,
you
I
need
can't
to just,
afford that either.
First of all, you guys need to put more roughage into your diet to avoid future roids.
No. My diet is fine, Rachel. I just ate a whole pumpkin pie that day after the election, and it just pushed the thing out.
I would think a pumpkin pie would give you very loose stool.
Oh, my God, listen. I have a news flash, and I have to remember to tell you.
And tomorrow I'm going to be cooking all day.
Of course you are, and eating. Listen, I have a news flash. So I found out in my gym that I guess last week 4 people were escorted out of the steam room for masturbating each other. And they were removed from the premises.
Had you just finished masturbating there?
I don't masturbate. These were in the men, and besides, this was in the men's room, not the ladies' room. Nobody would suspect women of touching each other's clitorises. Is it clitorises or clitorises, Rachel?
Clitori.
It is not clitori. That's for a fucking octopus. It's clitorises, Rachel?
Plural, I guess, would be clitorises. I don't think it's clitori, although I like that. But
what about clitorises?
It's not clitoris. It's clitoris.
But clitorises?
No, clitorises.
I think Jerry Blank on Strangers with Candy said, why don't we get some nail polish and paint each other's clitorises? I'm pretty sure. And
I believe you that that's what she said.
Well, that's pretty much my guide to living. So,
don't you think that Jerry is like part of the comedy? Is that she's friggin' retarded?
No, I think it's not ironic and it's very serious.
okay.
Artificial
Isn't
plant.
Isn't my mom
plant.
Fun?
Yeah.
She's great.
But I think she should color her hair. I don't like the white. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to fake it. When she says, do you like the hair white? I can't say yes. Because I am a lesbian. I have food allergies. I work with gay men who are hairdressers. And they just say, no white hair. Sorry. No gray hair. Sorry. That's why
you have
hair color.
She looks very washed out in that picture. I saw it. But she looks fabulous with the white hair. But you gotta, I agree that in that picture, that's hard to tell.
But the cut is very nice. I like the cut. But see, I think it would look super cool if she had it like two-tone, you know, some like subtle highlights and a spiky. The glasses are great.
Get what the plural, this is amazing. Get what the plural of clitoris is.
Clitorises.
No, clitorides. I'm looking it up right now.
You're shitting me.
Clitorides, it sounds like a Greek god.
It is a Greek. It's a Greek goddess, I think.
Clitorides. It sure is on the Isle of Sappho.
Clitoride and Clitoridu. It's from Alice in Wonderland.
Lesbos.
Seriously, Clitorides?
Clitorides is plural.
No, Clitorides, you mean.
Clitorides.
Are you sure it's D's and not dies?
Yes, I'm sure.
Clitorides.
According
what
to this.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at dictionary.com.
It's more like clitoritionary. Clitionary.
Clictionary. Clitionary.
Rachel.
Oh, wait. Here is clitorises also. I really can't get over that guy.
Wait, you said clitorises.
I know. I'm looking. It says here it has both. So I'm looking.
The pronunciation is clitorises?
No, it has both options down here.
For pronunciation or spelling?
For spelling and pronunciation. Then you could say clitoris.
Yes.
Or clitoris.
Oh.
And I always say clitoris. I do not like clitoris. I like clitoris.
Okay, but you didn't invent the English language, so we have to respect
the dictionary.
So
they're both correct. Right, they're both correct. Everybody wins.
And for the plural, we can say clitorises or clitorises?
They're both right. No, and for plural...
Clitorides.
Listen, it's... For plural, it's clitorises or clitorides. Swear.
You know that Cheryl is never going to stop now with that word.
I know. Clitorides is great. Chris is great now.
That's the title of this show. Will you spell it for me?
Yes. C-L-I-T-O-R-I-D-E-S.
Okay, and AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
Will you be able to make some album art with the photos from
the
Lois Cam and the picture of me with the Pringles?
Did you get the picture I sent you of me binging on my favorite pink frosty cookie?
No.
Check your phone.
Why do you send shit to my Christing motherfucking phone?
Because I don't know how to do anything else. I can barely figure out how to do anything.
How come you always it sound like you're going to cry when I yell at you? And
I'm not
AIDS.
Gonna cry. I sound fierce.
And AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my instructions okay? You know the picture I'm talking about with me. I sent you the link with the Pringles cans.
I love that. You look fabulous.
I'm not logged on Skype, but I'll go get it.
You're not on Skype, but I'm talking to you on the Skype. What the fuck are you talking about?
What does he have, like a cordless headphone, and he's in the bathroom taking a dump?
How come every time I talk to Andy, I just want to eat? I am so fucking hungry.
I'm ready to have a binge right now.
I mean, I had this wonderful meal, and I don't have anything sweet. Oh, you know what I did? I did defrost some Trader Joe's. I like to make my own pie filling to binge. It's really weird. So I have
I gotta go. I can't do this tonight.
Why?
Why?
I have to go to bed because I had to get
Are
up in the
serious?
Morning, and I've got to cook and clean all day tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Cinderfrella. So you're not going to be able to do the album art for me?
I'll do the album art, for fuck's sake.
It shouldn't take but 3 seconds, but just make sure you put Rachel's...
Just forget I said I won't be on. Just keep going.
No, go make the album art and we'll talk. And you rest. You got a lot of cooking to do.
You got to rest your hemorrhoids because you got... Oh, that's disgusting, Rachel. That is really. It looks like you're sucking a dick. That is the most pornographic, disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Are you talking about the picture of me eating a pink frosty cookie?
Now I have to put that on the Flickr too, so that Andes can put it in the art.
It does not look like I'm sucking a dick.
Oh,
it's
it does.
Pink frosty cookie.
It sure does. It sure as hell does.
Well, you know what? It's been too long since your lesbo ass has seen a penis. That I can tell you.
I watch television. And
they don't look like a round cookie with pink frosting on it.
Oh, wait till Aunt AIDS sees this.
Okay, I want to see it on Flickr too.
You sent me two of the same.
Well, I thought you didn't get it the first time, so I sent it again. Doesn't look like a dick.
I just got your messages from last week.
What messages? Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are they? I feel like so out of the loop.
Oh, no. It was from a different show. And AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the picture of Rachel eating the dick?
It doesn't look like a dick.
I've just only got this woman in the Pringles cans.
Okay, so that...
Go to Flickr. It's up on Flickr already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you go to flickr.com/eastradio, you'll see three pictures to use.
What the hell?
One is Rachel in the dick in a bag. The next
That's
is...
not Rachel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
And then the next one...
Who do you think it is?
That looks like... somebody besides Rachel. That's not a Rachel.
Okay. Oh. And then the ring. You see the ring?
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother. You see Lois can?
Uh-huh.
Can you... And then me with the Pringles. Can you montage those? And maybe something you can put yourself in, too, if you want. A nice picture of you looking trim. Or not. You don't have to.
I don't see the Pringles can.
That's the one on the Skype link. The Skype link I sent you.
That's not you.
Yes, it is. Who
Andy,
else would it be?
Are you losing your friggin' mind?
No shit. First he's talking about multiple personalities.
Yeah, he's like, he found out there's two of me and Chris doesn't live in my head. And now he's telling me the pink frosted cookie is not me. I mean, that is a pretty hideous picture of me. It looks just like me.
I wish I didn't have to be nice to him in order to get this album art. I'm putting the picture of me. Oh. I'm putting the picture of me in the Pringles can on the Flickr, too, so you'll have everything in one place.
I've already got it.
Okay, well, that one's on there, too.
Madge, you're a lesbian, so you're going to understand this. You know my leg hair? I haven't shaved in so long that my leg hairs are pointing in different directions. Do you know what I mean?
Let me look. No, I mean, mine always do that, so I don't really care. That's
well,
cool.
I usually shave, and now they're grown out. And then when they get so long, they're past double, and they start pointing in different directions, it's bad.
So how come you didn't tell me that Chris has a six-year-old daughter?
I don't know why. I don't know why it didn't ever come up.
Anymore.
What, Andy?
Why, because he has a child?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. For me, it was a big deal breaker, but then I got over it. And first of all, she's amazing. She's like my homie G. I fucking love her. She's totally my friend. People are always like, oh, do you feel like a parent, like a step-parent? I'm like, no, I feel like Chris has two children he has to watch now. Can like, we just get in a lot of trouble. But also...
But how did you not, you know, like, you mean she's never been there when we've done a show?
No, not really. She's there. She's not there Wednesday nights.
Well, you should have told me.
I don't know why it didn't come up. It's weird.
Yeah.
But he has her. They have 50-50 custody, so he has her half the week, but we don't have her Wednesdays. But
that's
what I was going to say, Andy, is it shouldn't make you not want to fuck him because he is such a fucking great guy, and part of it is from raising a daughter.
Okay, I want to
like it's made him so much more affectionate and loving and supportive. Anytime somebody talks shit about me to my face or behind my back, which is often,
yeah,
he defends me and is so loving and supportive, you know, in a way that you could only be if you had a kid, and especially a daughter, you know.
Right.
whatever. Anyway, why don't you think that picture looks like me, Andy? Because it's so ugly or because it's so beautiful?
No comment.
There's a nice picture of John Ogg with a mud mask. This is a
fun. Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
She looks real pretty.
No, I just, I didn't, well, I don't know. No.
What?
Say it.
What?
I've gotten in my head that you are that Craigslist ad.
I am not that tranny. I'm
not
man.
That tranny. Isn't that from a musical? I'm not that tranny. Oh, it's from Wicked. I'm not that trans. I'm not that trans. How does the song go?
You guys know that cookie I'm eating is a Granny Bee cookie. I don't know Wicked at all.
Oh, did you hear me asking your gram? Your mother told me she wears granny panties. And you made her.
Yes, because I have my favorite panties I like to get from Jockey. They're called the Modern Brief. And they're so big. They're like the size of hot pants. They're huge. So I love them because they don't butt my size of pants.
Yeah. Layups.
Remember that whole thing.
Did you get in any fights yet? That's the last question. Then I have to go because I have yoga in the morning because they do it early tomorrow because it's...
Okay, any fights about what?
Fights. Because didn't you have fights there 1 year when you went with Reagan?
Oh, God. That was the worst. Oh, my God.
Are you
going to
have a fight?
That?
Are you going to have a fight this year?
Fucking do. I hope not.
Okay. Well, if you do, please turn on the tape recorder. I'm sending you a link in the Skype for your mother's
hair. I'm trying to send you a link, too. And
no,
I'm
no, you're too stupid. Just look at the link I sent you. It's for, because this is important. This is for your mother's hair.
Oh, thank you. Fabulous.
But the one you want to get.
Do you see the link I just sent you?
Yeah. Let me look. Granny Bees?
That's the cookie I'm eating, my favorite cookies.
Don't send me food. I'm going to die. Stop it.
Look at it.
No.
But I wanted to tell you I had a pumpkin pie binge last night at 4 in the morning, and I thought
of you. Then
you're
going to get a hemorrhoid. It's not funny. You're going to get a hemorrhoid. Here, I want to show you the exact... Okay, what you need to get her is
the... Okay, I'm on the Aquage page.
The transforming paste. Go to the transforming paste. That's what you want to get her.
It's still loading for some reason, but I will.
Because it's a lot of products. Here, I'm sending you another link with the exact specific thing.
Oh, okay, good.
You see that lady there? See where it's...
Hold on. Oh. It's not... It's coming. You and my mom really have the exact same texture hair, Madge, so I'm glad you advised
me.
Hello,
I know. That's why I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, I see her with her hair sticking up in the air.
See, now that's the stuff. Transforming paste by Quest. You have to get her that. Get her it for Hanukkah and say it's from me, even though you're paying for it, okay?
Okay.
She'll love it. It makes you crazy, because I like it, because when you're in a crazy mood, you just put that on, like, eat food. Wow, I'm eating food.
I think I want that, too, because my hair is short now, too, and I would like to stick my hair up in the air like that, too.
Yeah, but you don't have the kind of haircut for that yet. If you could, but you need to shorten your hair.
I think I do. You should see my hair. It's very short now.
You need to look more lesbian, I think. You sound
lesbian.
I don't
think there's any way for me to look more lesbian.
No, you couldn't sound any more lesbian, but you could look more lesbian. You look stoned
in
the
picture.
How could I look lesbian? You look stoned in the picture with the dick cookie.
That's my look of guilt and shame, not stoned.
I hate that. Why? You know what? You should not. We have a week in between shows. If you're going to eat on a show, you should send me and Andy samples of whatever it is you're going to eat so we can all eat it together.
I didn't eat anything.
It's cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah, but you showed us a picture of you eating. You should send us a red velvet cake each. Okay? Mm.
Stop talking about red velvet cake.
You brought it up last week.
No, you brought it. Okay, last week. It's true. I still think we should make red velvet cake ice cream.
Red velvet
cake. And I'm still craving from last week a Baskin-Robbins ice cream cone.
Oh, stop it. You're hoarding. You know what? Okay, from now on.
That frozen frosting. Oh, frozen frosting is the best.
Well, the only thing I can afford is Little Debbie. So from now on, before we do this show, I'm going to go to the convenience store and buy 16 Little Debbie snacks for 25 cents each that I can binge on while we talk so that you can bring up these foods without me going fucking nuts. Because it really drives me crazy when you talk about this fucking food because I want to eat it all. And I don't have any fucking dessert. All I have is pie filling.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So what flavor are you eating right now?
No, but it's not pie filling. It's just like I take the Trader Joe's berries, the frozen berries, I thaw them out in the microwave, and then I mix it with sugar. It's pathetic.
That sounds good.
And then I'll take a spoonful of jelly and a spoonful of peanut butter and eat it. But then I want to binge out the milk, and then I fart milk all night. Terrible. Hello?
Here, I'm going to send you a picture of the ice cream clown.
You are a bitch. Please don't. It's not fair.
Okay, I won't.
And AIDS is dead. Album aren't done. What?
What?
When you asked your yoga teacher to play the bowl for you, were they, like, excited that you wanted to hear it or what? Like, how'd that go?
She wasn't, I wouldn't call it excited. She's real protective of it. Like, she plays it every week. She brings it to class just so to play it during our Shavasana. But it's very, very nice. And she didn't know anything about the chakras or whatever. I said, yeah, I talked to this weird guy, and he said that there's a bowl for each chakra. She didn't know that. But the one she had was definitely antique, and it was really beautiful. And she played it for me, and it was just so weird because she did the thing where she put the mallet around the edge. And then it just had this resonance that was, it was like a UFO was landing. It was just like this quadraphonic sound. I couldn't believe it was coming from this little thing. And I mean, I've heard it every week in class, but I always thought it was coming out of the stereo.
No.
It's so cool. It really is. And I know there's, I mean, I understand why he was so excited about them, though we did go on for quite a while.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you didn't stop him.
No, I was just relieved somebody else was talking because I was having a panic attack trying to entertain and drive and everything.
Well, that was poor planning. But today your mother talked for quite a while, so people will get to hear her and they'll, you know what they're going to say? No wonder why Rachel talks so much.
And you know what else, though? You're in such a better mood right now than after you've been talking to me for an hour.
No, last week, you got to understand, this is my first week of hemorrhoid relief in any way, shape, or form.
I understand.
And
I do understand.
I was in a bad relationship for about a week and a half, and it's over.
I'm glad it's over.
I was in a bad, it wasn't even a relationship, it was just stupid, but it took up a lot of my, well, that's why I missed that fucking show that one week, because I went to on a date to see that fucking movie about suicide. Well, it wasn't about suicide, it just made me want to do it. To Andy. And AIDS, is the album art done?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
You want to give Andy a late-term abortion?
Yeah.
I'd welcome it.
He wouldn't give
it. Oh, Andy.
And AIDS.
I don't want you to be dead.
Why?
You know, I hate when people say be dead. It makes no, it's an oxymoron, a non sequitur to say be dead. How can you be not be at the same time? Isn't that weird that we use the full word to be to describe dead? Like he is dead.
No, because
he isn't.
He is to not exist. A
right,
dead
so
thing
be,
exists. If there's a dead cat sitting on the floor, it's still being a dead cat.
The dead cat, yeah. But if you say he is dead, you're saying he is isn't, basically. He is.
No,
you
you're not
say
saying they don't
isn't.
Exist. You're saying they're dead. They're a difference.
Well, right, but
you're
he doesn't exist. He is not. Okay, if I say
you're
he
not saying
is
they
not.
Don't exist, you're saying that they're dead. There's a
Isn't
difference.
Isn't that the same? What's the difference?
No.
How is that different?
Because
is there a difference?
If there's a cat, okay, we'll just call it Schrodinger for fun.
But I'm not talking about with the cat example. There's a body, and I understand.
Okay, there's a corpse, a human corpse.
Right, but we're not talking about a corpse.
Shot.
He is dead. There is no corpse.
Okay. Me, Rachel, is dead.
Yeah, and you've been burnt, and you the ashes are gone. So.
Rachel is gone.
Really? Can we quit?
But it seems like kind of a weird thing, though, because why would you use the word is for something that isn't? Hello? I think I lost
all this talk is making me hungry.
Yeah, I gotta go. AIDS, please.
What's the name of the show?
Oh, it's called Clitora Die. And hold on, I wrote it down earlier. Clitorides. C-L-I-T-O-R.
Send it on Skype.
Okay, good. Hold on. Clitoris.
Hey, Matt, happy Thanksgiving.
And it's number, thank you, it's number 884. I'm sending it to Ann Dades. Hold on.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rachel. I love you, Rachel.
Happy Thanksgiving, Andy. I love you. I hope you don't have to work too hard tomorrow and your family's not slaving you out too hard tomorrow.
Well, that's all he does. It's not like he has to work. He likes cooking and eating.
I love cooking. What are you going to make
and it
tomorrow?
Shows.
Do you want the full menu?
Yeah, quickly.
Oh, my God.
Okay. See, this is... Okay, I have something to say that kind of pisses me off after I say this. But anyways,
okay,
we're having glazed ham, a butterball turkey that's going to be deep fried.
Outside, I hope. Outside, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes and brown gravy, homegrown green beans, sweet potato casserole, deviled eggs, cranberry sauce, brown and served dinner rolls, pecan pie, cheesecake, and sweet tea.
Everything sounds wonderful. The only thing I don't understand is the brown and served dinner rolls, because that's like Pillsbury, right?
I like how you specify brown and served dinner rolls.
Like everything else is home cooked and yummy, and then you have brown and served the Pillsbury
homegrown
boy.
Homegrown green beans with that, and brown and served dinner rolls.
With that fucking cardboard can. I could never get those right. Never once ever get those right. Like you have to unscrew this can. It's really...
They're from a bag.
You have to open the foil. You unwrap the foil first. And yes, Andy, I know about the rolls. Everybody eats those on Thanksgiving. They love them. But the sweet tea sounds fabulous, and so does the deviled eggs.
But anyways, what I was going to say is I hate that we have like all this food for like one day, and we spend all this money for food for like one day, and then the rest of the year we eat crap.
That is profoundly hilarious coming from where it's coming from.
Oh, God.
I love that you used the word we.
I know. What is that, the royal we?
We, all the way home. More like the three little piggy we.
Yeah,
of course. We, all the way home.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to do it. I wish I could pull on your pinky toes right now, both of you, if they were freshly washed.
Oh, my God. My dog's licking his heart on. I got to go to bed.
All right. Well, Andy, good luck with all that cooking tomorrow. It sounds like a delicious menu. Madge, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving really quick? Tell me.
And Aids, don't forget to wear an apron. I am going to a club of where my friends go, and we're having a pitch-in dinner.
Good.
I'm glad.
Can I just tell you? I mean, we could have gotten to fucking Timbuktu by now, the time we took driving today. And my dad drove from San Luis to Concord. And, like, he's, like, I'm, like, literally nauseous. Like, one time he slammed on the brakes so hard. And I was in the OFP because I'm so gassy from all my Brussels sprouts yesterday.
What's an OFP?
Optimal fart position. It's child's pose.
I should have known that. Oh, okay, yeah.
Because, you know, gas bubbles travel up, but I was really having some pain, so I was in the OFP, and my dad slams on the brakes so hard, I fell off the seat onto the ground. He drives the whole way like that, slamming the brakes every 10 feet.
You down with OFP?
Yeah, you know me. I'm so gassy.
Did you see Saturday Night Live last week?
Oh, I never see it. I don't watch TV. What was it?
They had Ludacris. No, the show was terrible, as it usually is, except when Tina Fey is on there once in a blue moon. But they had Ludacris on there, the rapper. And he was on there with somebody else. And, you know, and I would normally scan past it. But it was such an interesting performance. And they had these, you should try to find a tape. And they had these, like, performers, these dancers, these female dancers. You know, the big bootylicious kind, you know, very shapely that you'll usually see with rappers, except they weren't doing the normal thing. They were dressed like almost like bodybuilders, but on pedestals with sort of this marble body paint. And they were kind of like posing and doing these slow motion poses. It was so cool.
They were almost like moving statues.
It was something I'd never seen before. It was really, really cool. Yeah.
Like moving statues, right? Sounds
right,
like.
Right. But moving bootylicious statues, not moving like... Not the kind of statues you see when you're in a tourist neighborhood and they're just being retarded.
Yeah.
It was like really interesting. like nothing I'd seen
before. I'm totally into it. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, check it out. It was Saturday Night Live with Ludacris last week. Yeah. All right, well, that's our show. It was horrible. I hated it. Oh, Andy's sending me the album art. Let me see it. Let's see. At least Andy knows how to follow instructions. 600 by 600. It's really complicated. What is this? Macho fucker sperm hole. Oh, that's something else. Never mind that. I didn't mean that. Oh, very nice. Clitorides. Something very vaginal about this. It's interesting artwork. Because the whole thing looks like a vagina. And AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Did you draw that background?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a pussy. Can you send it to Rachel, too?
Does she know how to get it?
She's an idiot.
Yes!
Practice out. Wait, you didn't use the picture of me with the Pringles. Oh, that's okay. I guess it didn't match. Practice out.
Okay, here it comes. Hold on.
And AIDS. How come you used the Proctozone instead of the picture of me with the Pringles?
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
It's downloading. Wait.
Ouch. Clitorides. This is really good in dead air. How fast?
I know. I'm so tired. I'm like falling asleep.
Is it done yet? Is it almost there? What's the status?
It's happening right now. It'll be here. It says in 3 seconds. Okay, here it is.
Do you know how to pull
it
up?
Oh, it's very nice. And I like those like zebra stripes.
Doesn't it look like a pussy? Like pussy hair? Clitorides.
I was thinking more of like some kind of Peaches Joan Jett type thing.
Yeah, pussy. Clitorides.
I'm responding. I'm very into it. And I'm glad your hemorrhoids are better matched because you do sound like you're in better spirits.
Oh, good.
Minor
it's very
bleeding.
80s with the zebra stripe and the pink. It's very 80s.
It's also that I'm not dreading anything. Usually I'm dreading something.
Like what?
Like having to travel, having to be dress up as Tammy Faye Baker and cry. That was a nightmare. That kind of, you know, there's usually something that I'm dreading in the near future.
Really? Well, that's interesting. And today there's nothing.
No, because I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with friends. But, you know, I will tell you one last thing, okay? So I got off the hook with Thanksgiving with family because I said, well, I'm going to see you next month. We'll spend a lot of time together. So let me spend time with my friends this year because I never do at Thanksgiving. I'm usually in Florida. So my mother's like, okay, sure. Because I saw them last week anyway. But then I have this other friend. We'll just call him X. And he's having Thanksgiving in his house with two other people. And he's saying, so are you coming? So are you going to Florida for Thanksgiving? Are you going in for, to your parents' house for Thanksgiving? Which I originally was. And I told him I was before. And I said, no, I'm actually going to the rec room for Thanksgiving. He said, well, why aren't you coming to my house? I asked you, and you said you were going to your parents. I said, oh, well, I'm bringing cranberries to the rec room, so I have to go. And so he said, so he's been like giving me this like motherly guilt trip. Like he sends me an email saying, please come over for just a little while because Gary's coming over at 3:30 and then Gloria's coming over at 5. And I'm like, are you? And I didn't respond. I just responded by saying, okay, here's your invite code for gay-torrents.net, which he was bothering me for. I thought I could change the subject by giving him a porno access code. So, which worked, actually. But so I thought, why would I like, isn't this weird? Like, I'm escaping. You know, I don't know. Do you understand? It's weird, right? But, you know, like, this whole thing tomorrow, it's all arranged. So, like, I'm going to be with Pete friends, and then we're going to watch Mildred Pierce on a video projector that's in this place. That's cool, right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
So why would I want to go over to some pathetic friend's house who's only has two people over when he could come to the same party I'm at?
Yeah, like bring they could come and bring the two friends rather than like sitting around awkwardly with two other people. Yeah, I think
isn't
you're right.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
He said, come over because we're going to have pumpkin pie from Whole Foods. Oh, I need another hemorrhoid.
Oh, that's original. Yeah. Well, I got to hurry on over.
At least it's good pumpkin pie and not hospital pumpkin pie that'll put you in the hospital with duty squirt.
That was the only thing that saved me. I had some like organic, because you know Chris is very healthy and eats all healthy, so it was some kind of organic fruit juice sweetened pumpkin pie.
You hate what, Aim-Aids?
I hate going to like a family dinner where somebody has just had, you know, something store bought, you know, like the main one of the main items or one of the sides. Except for rolls, that doesn't count.
Uh-oh, that's to me, because I'm bringing canned cranberry sauce.
No, that's delicious. You know what? I did listen to this. Right on the corner by my house, there's a honey-baked ham store. Another day, I was, like, finishing up all my work for school, and I was
is it kosher?
You know what? I'm going to go in that. Oh, please. And I'm going to walk in that honey-baked ham store. And I forgot it was, like, right before Thanksgiving, and it was, like, a fucking madhouse in there. And they were handing out so many plates of samples that before I even got in the front door, I was, like, full. Like, I had a free lunch.
Oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. See, this person is serving ham for Thanksgiving, and, like, I don't keep kosher. But in my book, you don't eat ham on Thanksgiving.
No, it's bad enough at Easter.
Yeah. I mean, Jews don't eat, like, ham at celebratory meals. It's like you eat ham when you're ashamed. Right. You eat it if you're ashamed of being a Jew, which...
Yeah.
But in a sandwich, not in a... You know, it just, it's like going into the gas chamber when you're at a party and you're eating ham.
Yeah. It's like you might as well carve a swastika on your forehead just to be popular.
Right, or get
I'll eat ham for you.
Or get Third Reich hair like I have. I told your mother about my Third Reich hair, but I'm not going to
say that's pretty hot, though.
It is hot.
For a lesbian, hot.
With food allergies. Mm-hmm. All right, lesbians and gentlemen, I'm going to go. Thank you for being on the show. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Andy, don't overeat. Just kidding.
I know. Overeat. I'm already cramping up. Just make sure, girls, no binding waistlines tomorrow. Keep it elastic in the waist, okay? That's my tip.
Are you kidding?
And
I'm
no,
serious.
And no prolapses, please.
No.
Cheryl.
There's only so much proctazone to go around.
I know. This world is not made of proctazone.
All right. Good night, clitorides. I'm going to hang up now.
Sweet dreams, you clitorides.
Clitorides. Bye.
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 Yay, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go.